Kevin Hagan right here, about an hour out. Brad Powers in Vegas. It's already Friday. If you have any questions, post them on Twitter. I will pass those along. Kevin, good morning to you, sir. When Nick Saban speaking in Texas on Tuesday threw out the Bryce Young, he's got about $1 million in name, image, likeness money already accrued or whatever, however he said it. What was his cryptic message to everybody?
Yeah, good morning, Bill. And before I get into that real quick, I just want to make sure that I have time to say how sorry I am to hear about the news of Coach Bobby Bowden and his poor health. Bobby Bowden, of course, born and raised in Birmingham, graduate of Woodlawn High School there in Birmingham, and just hate to hear the news. My thoughts are with him and his family and all the Florida State fans. But we don't have to worry about Coach Bowden. We know he's a believer, and we know that he's going home. So I'm sorry to hear the news, but I'm elated to know that we all know where Coach Bowden's going to go. Yeah, big news. Was not kind of shocked me by the amount so early for a player, almost $1 million before you ever start your first game as the Alabama quarterback. But I can tell you, Bill, it was the timing has to do with recruiting, but the location of where he made the announcement, why he was in the state of Texas, Bill, as you said this week, absolutely nothing Coach Saban says or does is ever by chance. There's a meaning for everything he does, and there was a specific reason that he made that announcement within the state of Texas. And it actually has dual-level meanings. One, obviously, is recruiting. And Alabama's after a number of elite targets in the state of Texas, Bill. But I have to believe also, Bill, that it was a shot across the bow to the University of Texas and Oklahoma if they think about, and I think I've been told to expect that they will join the Southeastern Conference, Bill. But, yeah, there was multiple reasons why that announcement was made in the great state of Texas.
Did anything come out of Alabama's media day, meaning Coach Saban or a couple of the players? I saw John Metchie. I don't know who the other players were, but anything said that captured you?
Yeah, John Metchie and one of my absolute favorite players, Fedarian Mathis, who's getting to come back for the extra year that everyone was granted. Nothing really earth-shattering or major. You know, they're always well-coached, as are the players of all the team, of what to say and to not say anything to, you know, rile up their competition or anything. You know, Metchie talking about, you know, the fact that he's looking forward to having a little bit bigger role with the wide receivers this year. And Fedarian Mathis, the redshirt senior from Melville, Wisner, Louisiana, talking about how the defense, he looks for the defense to have a much-improved pass rush this year. And just, you know, overall, how much support and all that he has for Pete Golding, who has been beaten up black and blue many times by Alabama fans. But, yeah, nothing earth-shattering for Alabama. It's just kind of get up there, get it done, and get back to Tuscaloosa.
You say the people you talk to do believe that this will end up being a case where Oklahoma and Texas join the SEC.
That's what I'm hearing, and it shocked me because the first thing when I heard about it, and I'm like you, I don't think it was a coincidence as this happened when Texas A&M was at the podium. My first thought was, okay, well, the Aggies aren't going to go for this, and I just couldn't imagine that it was happening. But, yeah, I've been told by people that I really, really trust in the program that they fully expect at some point here Texas and Oklahoma to become members of the Southeastern Conference.
Kevin Hagan with us. We talk Alabama with him every Friday. What's the schedule like next few weeks as far as camp getting started and all that?
Yeah, Alabama begins practice on Thursday, August the 5th. Of course, you have to start in shorts and T-shirts and work your way up and everything. So right now, coaches are, you know, getting ready for the preseason camp, trying to do some of them might do a last-minute getaway for a couple of days vacation with their family before everything starts to grind. They are having another Alabama recruiting cookout, which they always call the Champions Cookout. That's going to be on July 31st there in Tuscaloosa, the last day before the August dead period. So it'll be interesting to see what players show what players show up for that event, and then we'll get going in August. And to me, once they hit the practice field in August, that's when I'm really full in on the whole new season, and you really start looking at your first opponents and everything. I really haven't really started looking at the Miami Hurricanes. But that's when it all gets started for me, when they hit the practice field in August.
You've mentioned various times here on the show players that you think can have an impact, whether it's what they did in the spring or a projection. Is there anybody that heretofore hasn't practiced with Alabama, though, that can impact?
You're talking about the true freshmen that have just reported for the summer or whatever. Among those that could really have an impact, I think obviously the first one at the wide receiver position is JoJo Earl, a very electric player. I would not be the least bit surprised, Bill. It may not be in the Miami game, but I wouldn't be surprised if at some point this season we saw JoJo Earl returning punts for Alabama. So he would be my immediate one. On the defensive side of the ball, I think Dallas Turner, an outside linebacker, will get a chance to play in some rabbit situations and some cleanup duty whatsoever. I think Kyrie Jackson, a cornerback, will have a chance to participate in some of those types of situations. Safety, Tyrion Arnold, from Georgia Dogs back door there in the panhandle of Florida. I think Tyrion Arnold will work his way into significant playing time, if not possibly starting by the end of the year. I think that's how big of an impact we're going to see from Tyrion Arnold. So those are the players that have didn't get a chance to participate in spring practice or late reports that I think could see significant playing time with Alabama this year.
What's the depth chart going to look like behind Bryce Young?
Behind Bryce Young, well, it's going to be Jalen Milroy, the true freshman from Texas, who he's an incredible physical specimen. He spent the summer learning to check down and make better decisions with the ball. He's steadily improving as a passer. I've had a number of Alabama fans, message me and say, is this going to be Jalen Hurts 2.0? No, and everyone knows. No one loves Jalen Hurts more than me, okay? Jalen Milroe is already a better passer than Jalen Hurts was. So this is not Jalen Hurts passing situation 2.0. But Jalen Milroe is going to be the definitive backup. And then you would have Paul Tyson in third slot.
And the kid that Milroe out of Texas, they absolutely love, right?
Oh, my gosh, they absolutely love him. He's an incredibly dynamic athlete. I've had some people in the program tell me, Bill, that he may very well be the most athletic quarterback that they've had at Alabama in the Nick Saban era. I mean, if you look at him, he's a jaw-dropping specimen. Smart football player, and he's just, they're just working with him to become more refined. But it's kind of the same issues that you deal with any player that comes, high school quarterback that comes in. But, then they will try to get Jalen Milroe in the games for experience as soon as they can. Last year they didn't get to play Bryce Young as much as they would have liked to. That won't be the same situation. They're going to make sure that Jalen Milroe is got enough experience as he can possibly get if, heaven forbid, something happens to Bryce Young.
Jay Cutler's burner account says, ask Kevin if Paul Tyson's backup is getting over $1 million. How much can Paul get? Since he's a
I don't know how much Paul's getting, but the reality, Paul Tyson's a part of the Bryant family, so the young man's not hurting for money at all. But every player on the Alabama team is going to benefit in some way from NIL, just from the fact that they're associated with the Alabama program. I mean, Jalen Milroe being the backup at Alabama, he's going to benefit from it. But as for specific numbers, I have not heard any specific numbers on what Paul Tyson's going to be earning this year in NIL.
John down in Alabama, ask Kevin if he thinks linebacker – now, let me make sure I read this. If he thinks its linebacker duo we have coming in this fall is going to be the best Saban has had.
Oh, this linebacker class the linebacker room from Alabama is absolutely loaded. And then you're exactly right. We brought in some really talented ones. You're going to have Chris Allen and Will Anderson as the outside linebackers, but you're going to see a lot of Chris Braswell. You're going to see a lot of Drew Sanders. I think you're going to see a lot of Quindarius Robinson in the outside. I mentioned Dallas Turner, Kane Cote, another true freshman I think is going to play there. On the inside, we've got Christian Harris, and then you're going to have the battle between Jalen Moody and Henry To'o To'o. You're going to have Deontay Lawson, who's a young player who's incredibly talented. He's going to be pushing for playing time with them, along with DeMoy Kennedy. And then one of the greatest news is Kendrick Blackshire, a true freshman from Texas. He's gotten down to 229 pounds, and he's very, very muscular. My concern about him was how fluid was he? Well, the feedback from summer workouts that he's incredibly fluid. So yeah, I think the Alabama linebacking position is in the best position talent wise that it's been in a long, long time during the Nick Saban era. And I think that's going to be a huge reason why Alabama fans can expect that defense to take a huge, huge step forward this season.
Have a good weekend, sir. We'll see you next week.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and roll tide.
Kevin Hagan with us. I've seen a lot of you tweet here about the app. Now, I can only tell you, and again,